We started originally, we were a homeless charity, so we're just helping people that were on the street. That then quickly turned into people in supported housing. And then with COVID here, and we just helped everybody. So we just changed, literally changes daily. We help wherever we can. We've got a school uniform bank, we've got allotments, help people with mental health, domestic violence, feed people, furniture, just almost like a community service. If there's something we can do to help people, other charities work with other people, I love the teamwork, I love the community spirit.
We heard about the numbers of people that you're helping. I mean, it's staggering, the amount of people. What are your concerns at the moment, though? Because we've had the pandemic and we're all hearing every day about the cost of living crisis. What's your main worry going forward?
I think for us this year, it's going to cost £350,000 to run. We've tried to make that sustainable as we can. So we've got business arms of the charity where we're a charity shop. We've got a cafe trying to raise money. But our figures this month have gone up 25%. So we've gone from 10,000 to 12,500 people in 1 month with eating. And I can't see that's going to get any easier. So for us, it's just keeping afloat ourselves. Everyone's bills are going up at home. Our bills are going up. Our fuel bills, our gas, electric, it's all going up. So for us, it's just keeping on top of being able to help all these people.
And how does it make you feel that you have to help so many people?
I love to do it. I've had issues myself. I was homeless myself a long time ago. That's what started doing this. I love it. I've got a very supportive wife. My wife's amazing. She gets up. She's just amazing what she does to help me. She supports me. As she says herself, she doesn't do it because it's her passion. It's my passion. And she does it because it's my passion. So it's amazing. I love it. I love doing it. I just think it's going to be very difficult for us to keep the numbers going at this kind of level. We're very lucky. We have some great support. Medway Council, I know people like to have a go at their local councils. They've been amazing to us. They've really been very, very supportive. MHS Homes, Ocado, Morrison's, all these people have really stuck behind us and really, they watch what we do. We're quite visible, kind of social media. And long may it continue. I love local businesses, and as long as they keep continuing to help us, we'll just keep helping the public.
And you mentioned your volunteers as well. We should mention them again because you've got loads of people who give up their time to help you, haven't you?
We've got some amazing people. We've got from young, old, we've got all sorts of people come and help us, whether it's driving around, digging food up. We've got one guy and his family go on a Sunday morning to run the allotment projects. He's got two autistic daughters. They go out every Sunday morning growing veg to help us feed people with veg. We've got people sorting clothes out, serving the food, cooking the food. We've got such an amazing team, and that's one of the big challenges we've had. The bigger we get, the more volunteers we need. So at the moment we're actively trying to find more volunteers to increase our team, because it's just the work is going up and up.
Well, in that case then, well, I mean, what if people do want to come and help you, what's the best thing for them to do?
If they just get in contact with us through the Facebook page, email us, talk to any of the volunteers, they all know the procedure. We're always looking for people to come and help. It's amazing what the community pulled together. A lot of our people are service users, so they were people that previously used our project and then decided they wanted to give back. It's a great way of helping people's mental health. I think there's a lot of benefits to people. Apart from you're helping us, you're helping the community, you're also helping yourself.